Live in effect, Rex in effects, 1 2 1 2.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Forget That Yo Radio, episode 50.
50.
All that getting edited out. Show info. The website, forgetthatyo.com, forgetthatyo at dotpodomatic.com, Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, search Forget That Yo, subscribe, download, leave a comment, voicemail, 718-577-1508, email, forgetthatyo at gmail.com, facebook.com/forgetthatyo, Twitter at forgetthatyo, Instagram at forgetthatyo. It's your boy, D Black David Hasselhoff, two watches at a time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Foodinati, a.k.a. If I eat four ham sandwiches and there's two left, don't think I'm fooled because I'm eating those two. And we in this thing, shout.
Well, it's your boy KD, a.k.a. Mr. Randa Watson, a.k.a. Soul Glow, the Gourmet Harmonizer, a.k.a. Young Crisco, a.k.a. the Adlib King, back again this week. Got a new song for y'all that we're going to bust y'all heads with, and hope you enjoy it. Get your chuckles in this episode 50, so we about to do this damn thing, y'all. Yeah.
Yo, and the song is dope, man. It's real dope. But, yo, it's your boy, Stone the Terrible, Crip Up or Grip Up, a.k.a. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga, a.k.a. your girl topped me off, and y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. A.K.A. I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back. A.K.A. They call my uppercut the bus high to pick you up, nigga. Let's get it.
What the fuck? And pause and no homo to KD. He said, going to bust y'all heads with it. I'm not trying to bust y'all's head.
He didn't mean anything gay by that. Ain't no faggotry what? About that. Ain't no faggotry about that, man.
Splash.
Ooh.
Wow.
We are back in the building, man. Next week, we're going to have Daryl on from Straight Outta Low Cash. So y'all stay tuned for that. Let's see what's been going on this week in the news. Got locked out the house today.
How did that happen?
Man, I was eating Taco Bell. And it was hot. And, like, food was dropping all over me. So I was just trying to get home and get this, like, lettuce and tomatoes and stuff off me. And I just left the keys in the ignition, you know?
Oh, so you got locked out of the house and the car?
Yeah, I was locked out of both.
Double whammy.
For real, yo, you was way too old for that shit, me.
So I had to sit on the stairs and just pet random dogs that walked by. Then the dude tried not to let me in.
Shit threw one of them dogs through the window.
He was like, I need to see your ID. I'm like, if I had my ID, I wouldn't be sitting out here on the steps, buddy.
Oh, that's crazy, B.
What kind of robber would call and say he's locked out somebody else's house and sit on the stairs?
For real, man. This security shit is going way too far, dog. Like, nigga, no criminal has the audacity to do that.
Man,
locked out my house and I can't prove it.
Man, the security folks, they hiring these days, though. I don't know what credentials they possess when they get hired, but this shit is ridiculous. Like, you should see You should see the gate guard from my neighborhood. This dude got to be like 500 pounds.
Dang.
I'm like, man, if somebody break in, what are you going to do? You're not chasing him. He don't have a segue. So it's just like, for real?
Yo, even if he got a pistol, he can't get to it.
Yeah. The dude sit up there like, when we come through the gate, most of the guards check for like the little pass and stuff to see you coming through. This dude just wave at everybody from the side of the shack.
I ain't getting up.
Y'all like, good.
I use all my energy getting into this shack. Y'all good for the day.
Look at that bitch snoring wide awake and shit.
Yeah, that fat kid brief.
Ugh. Yeah, man. Damn, B.
Ugh. My pass is 4 years expired. Y'all good.
Y'all good.
I got Bin Laden in the backseat. Well, Bin Laden Jr., I'll say, in the backseat.
Nah, nigga say you got some donuts. I bet you get his ass up.
That man probably would have moved so quick.
I mean, we had this young gate guard with dreads, and I had left my gate key, whatever. So he had to let me in. Then we started talking about music, and I messed up and told him I had a little studio at the house.
Oh, and he came straight to the door.
He was like, oh, word? I'm gonna get the fellas. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa. Damn. Not just him.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's obvious that you misunderstood what I was saying. Nah, nigga.
Get the fellas. So then for like the next 3 months he was working there. Oh, man, my mic went down, man. You know how it is.
Ah, you slow played, the nigga said.
Oh, yeah, you know what, man? Music is stupid. I just gave all that away. I don't even do it no more.
Hell nah. Yeah. No, you ever see them gate guards and shit, nigga, that it's obvious this nigga has a criminal record.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, nigga, how are you working here, nigga? They background check is shit. Nigga, how is you a security guard with fuck the police tattooed on your neck?
And a spider web.
You know what I'm saying?
Casing your earlobe.
Or the ones that, the ones who take their job too seriously. Like, dude, your whole purpose is to check the pass and let people in. You do not have to do a vehicle inspection.
A vehicle inspection.
Yeah, nigga, why is you trying to strip search me, nigga?
Y'all got weed in here?
You know, why, nigga, you want some? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna say nothing. Just roll me one.
And she said, hey, y'all got some weed? Nah, man. Y'all want to buy some?
How y'all feel about weed, though? I think it should be legal. Okay, yeah, I got these bags right here.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, nigga, how was the fight in Vegas, man?
Man, first, the flight over there, I thought I was going to die. I was in the movie. You know when it be storming and the plane be shaking?
Yeah.
On the movies and they had, like, the lightning coming through the window? It was just like that.
Oh, shit.
Lady was grabbing me on the right. It was crazy, man. Thought we was going down. Why they get you on the... First, it was delayed 2 hours off the jump before we got there. So then they load everybody on the plane and then say, well, we're delayed another hour.
Oh, man.
Then you know they got that one dude in the back. Oh, come on! Why'd you put us on here? You knew it! So he was all irate. So I would have been cool if my phone wasn't already at 10%. I'm like, I gotta sit here with no phone. Luckily, we had the JetBlue TVs on, and mine actually worked. Got there, you know, went to the weigh-in. It was live. Them Mexicans, man, I'd be feeling sorry for the Mexicans though, cause they'd be so live and so hyped up to get let down.
For real, man.
I'm like, man, y'all know y'all gonna lose. I was trying to get the Canelo headband, cause they was giving out the headbands, and I was gonna rock the headbands. But I couldn't find none. I didn't get nothing, man. Last time I had like the little fans and stuff with the faces on them, they had all that. And I get there late, get everything. This time I got there like a couple hours early and was still too late.
Damn.
Like this one was really, I think this is the most packed one. This is more packed than a Pacquiao Cotto joint.
Damn.
They was putting all their faith behind Canelo too. And I was like, man, when I realized he was a redhead Mexican, I was like,
It's not going to end.
This don't this don't sit right. I've never met a redhead Mexican before. But yeah, where I was at watching the fight, there was a cat walking around. He had the headband like he looked like Ryu off of Street Fighter. That mug was in big bold letters too. Canelo. And I was like, oh man.
And I wonder where he got his from.
I don't know. I know he ain't get it from Vegas.
He's like, hey man, hey, overnight that from Vegas. Yeah, yeah. Let me get that. I need that. I'm going to his house party tomorrow.
So I could wear this and watch this nigga get his ass whipped.
And what's crazy, it went exactly like I said it was going to go. Because the dude I was with at the weigh-in, he was like, man, I'm telling you, Canelo, man, this could be it. And I'm like, nah, man. I was like, you see how he rolls his shoulder, the body rolls. He rolls, throws the punches off, so it takes all the power off the punches. And then it's going to frustrate him because every time he throw one, he's going to get four back.
Yep.
And then he's going to see he can't land or his punches is going to be getting rolled off of Mayweather. So I'm like, dude, it's going to frustrate him. And then he's Mexican, so he ain't going to get knocked out.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
And Floyd ain't really knocking nobody out anyway. Even though every fight they say, this can go to the eighth round or something. No. Or Floyd be like, well, you know, I was going to knock him out, but I hurt my... No, you wasn't. You don't hit that hard, so... Yeah, I had the over 11 and a half rounds. I had Mayweather and I had Garcia. That was the best fight of the night, the Garcia.
Which one was that one?
The one right before Floyd and them fought.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one was pretty fucking good.
And he was a two. He was like almost 3-1 underdog, and he was a champion.
Damn.
So we dropped on him, and then when we seen old boy in there, them swings of death connected.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, now I see why he's 3-1 underdog. But if he didn't get his eye swollen, I think he would have won that.
Yeah,
he was tangled, yo.
Hell yeah.
But yeah,
So I went down to Georgia and watched the fight and shit. But so I get to the Atlanta airport, man, and I gotta wait an hour for a man to come pick me up. There's a lot of butt walking around that place.
A lot of butt.
Like just heavy, heavy good cheeks, man. I was like, yo, this is the best hour I've ever spent in the airport, right? But the thing that fucked me up, right? I thought it was funny. I tried to take a picture of this shit, but from where I was sitting, I couldn't get it. It's 9:30 in the morning. There is 13 people in line at Popeye's Chicken.
Damn.
At 9:30, and who wants chicken at 9:30 in the morning?
I guarantee they were all black.
I wasn't gonna say it, but yeah.
Let me go ahead and get this heart attack at 9:30 in the morning.
So who wants chicken at 9:30 in the morning?
Chicken show in good. They had breakfast biscuits?
No, they was getting wings and thighs. They was getting the full chicken experience, nigga. I was like, damn, B. And the fact that it's a rib joint in the airport.
We ate ribs.
Hey, man. That's what I had at Charlotte Airport.
What time was it?
Like 3 p.m.
Yeah, I'm talking this morning time shit.
They had breakfast ribs.
Really? It come with an egg on it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Egg covered in barbecue sauce. Sounds about right. That sounds about right. Yo, and there is so many chicken joints in Columbus, Georgia, man.
Ray's Chicken, Ron Ron's Chicken, Ro-Ro's Chicken.
Nigga, Willie T's got Sharks, Chicago Chicken. I was like, yo, nigga, you could get chicken every 20 feet in this motherfucker, man. That shit was crazy, dog.
Did you go to the club out there?
Nah, man, y'all. All we did is sit in the house and drank, nigga, and had the best time of my life.
Oh yeah, did y'all see my post about the clubs out there in Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Hey man, what was that chick really doing?
I was trying to get more footage, but they discovered me.
Yeah, man, cause that the shit you got was great, cause I don't know what them dance moves was, nigga, but she was really feeling that shit.
And those wasn't even the best ones. That's why I'm so mad.
Man,
this chick was doing cartwheels.
Man. She what?
She's doing cartwheels to like Lil Jeezy, Young Jeezy.
Did she do the windmill? Give me the windmill, please. Give me the.
Oh
windmill.
Yeah, she did that a few times.
Yo, also in the airport, man. This Muslim family engulfed me where I was sitting. Like I was sitting in the corner, and they just took every seat around me, right? this little boy, man, he had to be probably about 7-8 years old, man. Well, it was, he made it more than obvious, nigga, that he is not wiping his ass correctly. So, the whole time he's sitting in front of me, not knowing, he's standing in front of me, that nigga's 4 fingers deep in that ass, man. And yo, I swear to you, I tried to get it on tape. But by the time I got my camera out and he had moved, if I'd have taped him, the other people would have seen me taping him and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like making an international
incident
in the goddamn airport and shit, man. But when I tell you this little boy was in that ass, oh, nigga, he was in that ass.
My booty itch.
Repeatedly. And like, yo, who can hold a conversation while they that deep in their ass? Like, he never broke conversation at all.
Like, are you even? I couldn't even focus talking to him. Like, hey, man, you need to go handle that.
And the fact that all y'all watching him do this, they can take this boy to the bathroom and clean his ass out. Man.
I know. That's like them dudes who adjust themselves profusely in front of you. Wait, man, what the hell?
Look here, man. If you can't do a light spread and swing it out, you know what I'm saying? You need to go to the bathroom, cuz.
So when he took his hand out, where did he put it at? Did he wipe it on his pants?
Oh, no. He got him a little flavor, you know. Took a little sniff of that one.
Oh!
And kept on pushing.
Dang. He's like, ooh.
He didn't do it just once. He kept doing it. He stayed in there, man. Like, that first scratch ain't really get it clean the way it was supposed to be, man. So he just went back in there. Like, yo, that shit kept itching, man, and he kept scratching it.
He tried to see if the scent was changing up.
Yeah, I'm saying, damn. Yeah, it's still the same. You nasty.
I couldn't have did it. If he would have touched me, I would have slapped him.
Oh, no. It wasn't no touching going down, because as soon as he turned around and acted like he wanted to touch me, nigga, he was getting fired on. 8 years old, not.
He would have accidentally brushed up against me playing and got dropped.
Wow, nigga. That fire, this little thick ass.
Yeah, what if he would have been swinging his arm and slapped you in the face?
Oh, nigga would have went to panic mode. He would have blacked out on him.
He would have got a funk slap.
For real, yo, nigga slapped me with the shitty finger and shit, nigga. That's fucked up.
Been all on the news and in today's news, and Atlanta International Airport, little child was slapped
by a grown ass man in an Emerge T-shirt.
Slapped.
Yo, the thirst, man. I gotta talk about these dudes. I ain't been in the club in like maybe 3 years. Man, I was in the club. It was me, the homie Arceo, his wife, and Jazz and her friends. So I'm dancing with Jazz like exclusively the whole night. These dudes is like on the other side of the table watching. They coming around the side. They'll try to holler at her. She'd be like, nope. They'll walk away.
They're watching you dance with her?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It was ridiculous. Then we had a little homie from Brooklyn. No, he was from Queens. He come up, hey man, hey, that's your girl? I was like, no, that ain't my girl. Go holler at her. No, I see you with her. Man, you're trying to set me up. I was like, no, I don't even live here. I was like, you wanna holler at her, holler at her. I ain't handcuffing. No.
Why does he sound like that?
No, that's exactly how he sounded. I was like, where are you from? New York. Oh, like, you one of them Queens niggas, huh? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I can tell. Man.
So then this is one dude in like an extra medium shirt. Like, that's the last size they had left, but he had to have it for
that shirt.
So he over there, and they, you know, they on the other side of the table trying to, you know how they try to be cute, grabbing the hand, like reaching over? I'm like, see, if this is my girl, I would have had to knock a little shirt out.
Yeah.
But since it ain't, I'm going to let her handle that. So she ain't paying him no attention. Then they do this thing where they come over there and stand, put their heads behind their back, and just stand there looking. Then they bring out their phones. I'm like, duh, how old are these dudes? And these dudes wasn't even that young, man. These dudes is ridiculous. I don't even see how females go to the club.
Damn, man.
The thirst is real, man.
I'm like, dog, this is a club.
Yo, what did I say? I said that shit a long time ago, man. Niggas still in the eighth grade with that shit.
Yes.
That's how you can tell who really got game and who don't. Just sit back and watch.
Yeah.
Dog, who records females dancing in the club?
Are you serious?
You!
No, for different reasons. Come on, that was a comedy to record.
There's a difference.
Yeah. She was dancing to techno, to hip hop. In her head, was techno was playing.
But the speakers had.
Yeah, that was, you know what I'm saying? These dudes, it's like they about to go home and just.
Oh, nigga.
Get some lotion.
Fap. Yes. Yo, for real though, who does that, my nigga? Like, that's crazy. Oh, I'm going to tape this bitch, nigga. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, go sit your lame ass down somewhere, man.
Look what we see last night, dog.
They post it somewhere and be like, she was fiending for me, dog.
I was just thinking that shit, man. You know when they get to the squad that didn't go to the club.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the next day, yo, see this shorty right here? Fucked her. Nigga, what?
And then it's a group of them, dude. It's like six of them just giggling with each other. I'm like, okay, there's like 15 other chicks in here. I mean, this one didn't work, but hey, guys, go try one of those. Y'all still over here, grouped up, snickering and giggling.
Yo, that's I call that the Fonzie scheme, man. One of them niggas is cool. The rest of them niggas is lame, dog.
It's not funny to watch a dude get shot down, though. Especially in front of his homeboys. He'd be like, I got this. And then he come with something mad reckless. He'd be like, and she'd be like, no.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, niggas is whack, man. It's the skinny jean era, dog. Niggas is whack, dude. Them niggas would rather, yo, say, like, yo, shit start going bad with their bros before hoes shit.
I ain't never understood that one.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? That's some faggotry, dog.
It's some faggotry.
Bros before hoes. Nigga, who does that, nigga? Stop it, B. Y'all niggas is queerosexuals, dog.
He said queerosexuals.
Wow. There's one dude there, man. I had to keep my eye on him. One of the homeboys pointed it out. He was like, hey, man, don't look right now, but the dude directly behind us look like somebody getting prison stabbed in less than 4 seconds.
Oh, that nigga was a Triple OG Damon in the club.
Yeah, so I did a little two step with a quick Usher slide turn. Check him out. Whoa, yep, he was definitely waiting for somebody to say anything wrong.
Yo, why do they do that?
Dude did not move from that spot.
Yo, nigga, I've seen niggas so ready to fight in Germany, dog. He was trying to fight a nigga that they was dragging out the club for fighting.
Why'd you pick him? Should've picked me.
Like, yo, I was like, the dude got into a little scuffle on the dance floor. Bouncers taking him out. The guy kind of bumped into this guy that was standing by the side. Like, yo, what the fuck is wrong? I'm like, son, they're dragging him out. How are you gonna fight this nigga if they're dragging him out of here? Nigga, really? Like, yo, either you're just crazy as shit.
Are you the back.
You know what I'm saying? Are you the biggest pussy alive trying to pick on somebody that can't fight you right now? Nigga, nigga, who are you proving yourself to? Nigga, go sit down with that little ass jacket on.
Oh, man.
Yo, and shout out to that fat security guard. He was one more talking to me, getting punched in the face.
Yo, it was a fat security guard in the club.
The fat security guard always think he the toughest dude out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he short?
No, he was tall. Tall and fat. With his shirt barely tucked in. Like, one wrong move and it was all popping out.
Poof! It just blew up, nigga.
Because it's like a club on the old strip in Vegas where they got, like, video games. And, like, the VIP got flat screens with video games. You know what I'm saying? You had to pay for a VIP to play the video games. Ain't nobody paying for that. So we snuck back there. Oh. And homeboy had a video game. Fat boy come over there. Hey, y'all got to get up. Y'all got to get up. So, you know me, I ain't getting up till old boy get up. So yep. I'm chilling. And then I'm just looking at him smiling.
Asshole.
So finally we get up. And then he just kept coming back. Can't sit on that. Can't sit right there.
Can't. Oh, he Forrest Gumped you?
I'm like, what?
Can't sit. Nah, he's taken.
Yeah, like, because like the table where the TVs are sitting, can't sit on that. Whose drink is right here? I'm like, dude, you better keep walking, fat boy.
Like, for real, nigga, do you got to clean this bitch up or something? Nigga, damn.
Yeah, fat boy is about to catch a haymaker.
She's just going to fire on security.
Yo, and then, what's his name, man? My boy's wife's cousin. I don't know where he was getting all this food, but have you ever seen somebody? You see somebody in the club, yo? Okay, I turn around. He got a cookie. Oh, like, who got a cookie at the club, dog? Got a
cookie at the club.
He just cheesing. Hey. So you turn around again, he's gone. He come back with like a jumbo pizza. I'm like, dog. What's going on, man? This dude disappears again. Come back with an extra large hot dog. I'm like, dog, for real.
Come on, man.
This is getting out of control. They don't even sell food here. Yeah, man, it was pretty crazy. Hit that In-N-Out, you know.
Yeah, I seen that In-N-Out burger.
Man, that joint's so good.
Yeah, gosh, you gotta hit that when you go to Vegas.
Big old sign that say, don't feed the birds on the wall. This fool, Arceo, throwing fries to the birds.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what you doing? He's like, I'm trying to keep them away. Like, dog, that's going to bring more. Like, it was two birds. By the time he got done, we didn't even get done with the food. We had to bail out. Abort mission. Because it ended up being, like, about at least 25 birds. And then first they was away from the table. Then they was right at our feet. Then they just said, you know what? We're going to get on this table. Didn't get to finish my fries. They took over the table. They was chasing me.
Hell no.
All them birds died from high cholesterol now.
Bird killers.
Yep. Voicemail, guys?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Hit up this voice, Mizzle.
Greetings and salutations, Earthlings. This is your girl, Zaira, a.k.a. Z, a.k.a. hashtag Adobo, stopping by and showing lots of love to the folk at your radio. Stone, KD, Ant, I miss y'all. I'm going to come kick it with y'all real soon. I lost my voice a couple days ago, and I've been busy with my part-time job as a ninja. And I'm going to get better on my time management skills, and that's a promise. This voice memo, though, is for Caleb, I believe the name was. Anthony dropped that name on the way on to the next email, I believe. So I'm sorry if I got the name wrong. Caleb, I love you too, man. I just want to tell you, you've inspired me to be a better individual because I'm going to organize a weekly poker night with my girls. And it's going to be great. And I don't even know what I've been doing with my life up until now. But you, sir, you've made a difference, man. And that's freaking awesome. So thank you for that, and I love you back. I did just receive from a very reliable source some pretty good intel that Ant locked himself out of his house, and I'm gonna need you guys to cover that story because inquiring minds are dying to know, and I'm gonna need the details, and Caleb and I both, we need details on how the hell Ant done locked himself out of his house. Stay up. I miss you guys. I'm listening. I love y'all. One.
Okay. Well, we told that story. So, Hey, why she gonna call me out though?
What's up?
Why she call me out like that?
I think because you got locked out your house and car at the same time.
Hey, Z, just for that, I need, VIP passes to the poker night. I don't even know how to play poker, but I'm good at anything I do. So,
nigga, always turn time to learn, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the voicemail and the voice memo. So,
hashtag dope. That's on so free though, man.
It was pretty clear, and yeah, come back.
Come back. Come back.
Ninjas are no longer needed in these streets.
For real, nigga. Hey, what are they paying ninjas these days, nigga? Shit.
Yeah. And how much is a suit?
For real. For real, man. I know them suits is hard to come by. Because if you buy one, then people know you a ninja.
Yep, true.
Got the receipt tracking you down.
Hell yeah.
You probably got to buy from one of them sex sites where they send the
anonymous box.
Yeah.
Everybody know what them anonymous boxes are now.
Anonymous boxes never work when you live with somebody nosy.
Hell yeah.
Like, dude at work, man, this dude's so nosy. Every box that come in, he got to open it. I'm like, dawg, it's from Office Depot. It's probably a stapler. Well, we going to find out.
Thinking, dang.
Dang, dude.
Hey, man, that box got my name on it, dog. Why you fucking with my shit?
Yeah, that's the only ones he opened with somebody else's name on it.
Oh, man.
Hell, dog.
I wish y'all could hear what I hear on when we recording this shit, though. You go back to a couple episodes, like, months ago, and Stone with that, And her voice comes on, and that's all I hear. And...
Dude is stupid.
Oh, man. Yeah. But yo, man, so all right. I'm chilling with my people in Georgia, man, and I started realizing some shit. That yo, my core group of friends is between 12 and 25 years. I've known these niggas, man.
Years old? 12?
No. Oh. I've known the lowest one is 12 years. The highest one is 25. And that's why I call these niggas my brothers, you know what I'm saying? But we down there talking, man, and we know everybody started talking about old shit they done did and everything. And I realized, man, like, I can never stop being friends with these niggas.
They know too much stuff?
Yeah, and I think they got too much dirt on me, man. We stopped being friends. These niggas will ruin my life. I was like, damn. Like, some of the shit I ain't even remember doing. And he's like, nah, yeah, man, we did. I'm like, damn, man. So we started breaking it down. Like, niggas call you like, hey, man, I need about $1,000. Man, I ain't giving you that shit. Let me talk to your wife. God damn it, nigga, when you need it. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's basically friendship blackmailing me, nigga.
Heck no.
Out there bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, for real, man. Shit,
he ain't got no choice either.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. I gotta do it for this shit.
Y'all got any videos floating around?
Oh, you know, that Chiefs win, you know. That, we won't talk. We'll talk about that later. But, I got one. My man didn't want me to put it up. It's funny. Did you see it on Instagram?
Oh, the one where y'all was drinking?
Yeah.
Man, my Instagram tripping. Like, I could push play, but then it stops.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I'm just, yo, you want to hear it? You want to hear the whole thing?
Will it translate well?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because we was listening to Forget That, Yo. So, that's basically all this shit we was talking about. Hold on, let me find this shit.
Welcome to H-Town.
Durka Durka.
Don't drop that Durka Durk. Don't drop that Durka Durk.
What is that?
You know I don't what know. That is? That Durka Durk, boy.
Alright, check this shit out, yo.
It's your boy Stone the Terrible. Forget That, Yo radio, son. We sitting out here chilling, and this nigga say he don't want to fucking play dominoes.
I don't. Forget That, Yo.
You got to say about that, man.
Forget That, Yo. Forget That, Yo.
What? Hey, any nigga who don't play dominoes, if that nigga's putting something behind my mouth.
Yeah, that nigga's tugging the shit out your head.
Sexualities.
Hey, ain't no faggotry about this.
Hear me, Zuzu.
Wham, wham.
Is, okay? He ain't with this boy pussy. Take it to the domino table.
And what we say when we go to the domino table?
Forget That, Yo.
Ain't Mary Zuzu or Wham Wham.
Why y'all talking like sexualities?
Say what?
Sexualities. That's something you'll say.
Sexualities.
Yeah, y'all talking like.
Talk like.
Sexualities.
Ain't no homosexualities.
Forget that, yo.
Forget that, yo.
Hey, he wasn't playing them dominoes.
Yeah, nah, nigga. He refused.
I don't play dominoes either, man. I don't get all the slamming and man anger that comes from dominoes.
Yo, it ain't even got a... Niggas that do that can't really play. They just excited to get some fucking points.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The way I play, nigga, I try to make everybody mad by shutting their shit down. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with that slamming and all that shit.
I make everybody mad in spades by reneging.
Hey, man.
And then I'd be like, what? It's not that serious. It's just a game.
Yo, like, yo, nigga, that shit will start a fight. Yeah, I've seen marriages break up over some shit like that.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Yo, dog, but yo, I mean, I know nigga can play the same card three times.
Wait, what?
Like, they that good at they talk so much shit, they get your mind focused off what they doing and to play the same card. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to try that.
I'm telling you, dog. I seen some old shark ass niggas play cards. I be like, God damn.
Yeah,
that's
why y'all
sit back and watch a nigga first.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta watch him.
Shoot, with dominoes, I think was when you play the wrong domino in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
And toss that bitch.
Oh damn.
Do that mug over in the desert. You talking about a fight game right breakout?
Yeah.
We used to do that stuff over in them White Rocks. Oh, man.
It's going to be years to find.
And it used to be dark out. That mess used to be so funny because you catch somebody not paying attention. As soon as they put it down, you just take that mug and toss it.
Yo, man, we used to play something and get some points and don't call it. Yo, niggas is on your shit like savages, nigga. Like, yo, you have to call your shit before you put it down, because if that domino touch, niggas is like, oh, man, give me that. Nigga, damn. Can I straighten up a little bit or something? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not even a line right. I'm trying to put it in the middle.
Hold on. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, and niggas make rules to embarrass you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yo, yeah. you, damn, you know what knocking is, right?
Yeah.
When you knock on a door?
Yeah. Well, niggas, if you knock, niggas be like, yo, answer that goddamn door. But then, right, niggas make you stand up. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand up to your turn, come around again, and you can play. I was like, come on, man. I mean, games get that serious, but it gets really not that serious.
Yeah, I seen some friendships get ready to end over spades, though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mess around and not be paying attention to cut your partner. Ooh.
Hey, man, there's nothing like looking across that table and seeing the disappointment in a nigga face as you didn't get that. And he was like, oh, God damn it. I was like, come on, man. I'm sorry, I guess. I don't know, nigga.
I'm sorry.
It's just a game, man.
You got to throw off the wrong card or something.
Yeah.
Throw out, man, a heart. Throw out a club. Don't slice it up if you're going to win. Especially, yeah, when you're the last person in the hand. And yeah, you see all the cards on the board and you still do something stupid. It'd be like, come.
This motherfucker here, nigga. What is you over there doing? Pay attention. Hey, man, I'm going to take this nigga outside and talk to him. Like, goddamn, man. Leave me alone.
Oh, and reneging? Oh, man.
Yes, my favorite.
This nigga does it on purpose. Do you do it hoping somebody catch you?
Yes, because it's comedy watching people's anger. Like, it's just some cards. Like, we ain't getting paid off this.
Hell, duh.
It'd be funny trying to find folks who you renege in the beginning, and then they gotta go through all them books and try, yep, to figure out. Oh,
shit. And niggas got rules against that too.
Yep.
You get to pick two. Get to pick two. If you don't find that shit, nigga, we taking all of yours, man.
Yup.
All them things. Yo, y'all heard about Beyonce, man?
Getting snatched off stage.
Yo, Beyonce is the greatest performer of all times, dog.
Yo, she kept singing.
Yes. Kept singing.
This nigga
dude
was
had her in a headlock and she was still singing.
Dude, you see her eyes though when she got snatched?
Oh yeah,
yeah, that shit blew up.
Looked like she took a cake from a fat kid, dog.
That shit was crazy. Yo, I'm looking at this, I'm like, yo, nigga, she's still singing.
He pulled her like full bear hug, like yank. That security guard pulled with one arm. I thought he was gonna rip her arm off. The way he yanked her back on that stage. And then he just yanked her on, like, keep singing. Boop, just walked off.
Yo, but
he didn't even address the dude.
Yeah, the dude snatched it like he about to throw it in the back of a van and shit, nigga. I'm like, yeah. Damn.
It was like he's about to just rape her leg. Anything yeah. possible. I did it.
Did you see that dude who grabbed her hand and nutted on himself?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. What?
He went to convulsions, man.
Oh, man.
He grabbed her hand. Yeah, she touched his hand. He was like, went to sleep.
But she was like, yo, just keep him. She was like, just leave him there. He was just excited. She let him stay at the concert. Pants. That's like four different occasions now. I've seen her fall down 17 flights of stairs and keep hard. Singing.
And keep singing hard. While she's falling.
Hard. I would have been on the ground crying, laid out. Ah!
Yo, she got up and kept over.
Kept going. Then you see the one where she had her hair caught in the fan?
Yeah.
Kept singing.
Kept singing, dog.
Yo, I done found a newfound respect for Beyonce, man.
I wonder how, what was her pops, Matthew Knowles?
Yeah.
I wonder how he trained her. He probably was throwing shit at her when she was singing.
He would keep singing, bitch. He had a whip. Why not?
He throwing bricks at her. She got
don't
this,
miss
man.
A beat.
Seeing that mug doing the slide, trying to dodge stuff, and still singing. You stop singing. It's on.
Yo, he hit him back with a taser, shocking Kelly every time she messed up. And shit.
That's why Kelly had to get up out that. No, he had Michelle.
Nah, Michelle came later.
All right,
he got Beyonce in a headlock.
That first one that quit—that's the one that was getting all the torture.
Oh,
Toya and the other one.
Yeah, Farrah. Farrah had
Pharrell.
A big head too.
Pharrell.
Oh. You're an asshole. Yo. All right, yo, so me and my man was talking, right? And we came up with a concept. Like, you know how we say if a chick that had a lot of sex, yo, she got miles on her, right? Mm-hmm. What if they had an odometer? like a pussy odometer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and you get to I guess you could get a whore fax.
The box facts.
But you could you requit it? Could you reset it?
That's what I'm like. Is a vaginal rejuvenation the equivalent of rolling back the odometer?
But
what's a rejuvenation?
Snap that pussy back.
Like I guess like a facelift for the vagina, man. Tighten it back up and shit.
Don't you use like coconut oil or something?
I don't
vinegar.
Know. Yeah, vinegar, lemon juice, some shit like that.
Vin.
Is a dushing like getting the oil change? a pap smear that like a tune up. You know,
that's
what
like
saying?
A detail.
Got to check up under the hood and kick the tires a little bit.
Y'all stupid.
Yeah.
Tune up.
Push it back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, you got a lot of miles on this thing. You know what I'm saying? Or is if she married and get divorced, are those highway miles?
Highway miles.
She was married for 10 years, she only had sex with one dude, them highway miles, you know what I'm saying? Well, if she out here running these streets, you know what I'm saying, them city miles, them stop and go miles.
That's them rental car miles.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's
what about out of town? What's that?
I don't know. That's probably a engine swap.
Transmission change.
Chop shop shit.
Got to get your transmission rebuilt, girl.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of, I saw an article last week, and where the dude, he had drugged old girl, and she woke up, and he had took a branding iron and put his initials on her stuff.
What?
Yes.
He branded her vagina?
Yes.
How? How did he keep her still?
She was drugged.
Yeah, he said he drugged.
What?
He drugged her. Like, she was like, man, I don't feel good. And he was like, oh, babe, take this medicine. And when she passed out, he went to work.
Yo, hold on.
Go ahead and heat this up.
Did they show how he branded it?
Nah.
Like, did he, like, hit the side of it? Or did he just go straight down the middle?
Now they ain't have no pictures of it, but it was an article and I read, and it was like he was in jail because she decided to press charges. It was like she woke up and was like, "I feel sore," but then like she really wasn't paying attention. She said her head was still swimming, and then when she took a look, that's when she seen his initials. Like, that's some old Ike stuff.
For real, yo, that's some old that shit I watched no more the other day, man. That nigga wrote "my bitch" on a permanent marker. That's something else. That's kind of like that shit there, man. That nigga branded her vagina, nigga. Like, yo,
took that to a whole nother level.
Who's for real, yo? She's scarred for life, nigga.
If I'm gonna go that far, I'm gonna just have a dude tattoo her face on me smiling on there.
your face into the Mutombo finger.
Yeah. Another dude.
Not in my house.
Yo, that's crazy, yo. Like,
could you imagine seeing something like that if you was getting ready to get down to business? And facing it with a Mutombo finger. Hey, man, can we cut off the lights?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? What the fuck is this?
I can't even do it no more. I'm good.
Yeah, you know what? I done lost it.
That's ridiculous, man. People out there doing anything.
Yo, niggas is crazy.
Y'all heard about the man who orders everything on the McDonald's menu? Call it the McEverything.
No.
At one time?
Every burger, yep. How much y'all think that costs?
I'd say about a good 500.
I put you at a G.
Damn, y'all giving McDonald's way too much credit. Just every burger, not fries and drinks and all that.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, okay, so probably about 200.
KD?
100.
It's 140.
Oh, okay. We split the difference.
It's right.
He put them all together, too. He, like, stacked. There's a picture of him. He holding them all stacked together.
That's all bad business.
Call it the McEverything.
How many burgers is that?
Dang, man. They gonna make me look
single.
It up.
You got the double cheeseburger.
Single, double cheeseburger.
The quarter pounder.
Pounder, the double quarter pounder. The Big Mac.
Big Mac.
That's about it, ain't it?
The fish sandwich.
He getting all of that. He getting the fish sandwich, the chicken sandwiches too?
Yeah, everything.
Damn.
That's crazy. Die.
And he got a Diet Coke.
That's the worst.
Yo,
I hate that.
If you're going to go all in, nigga, just go all in. Man, don't try to.
Yeah, man. Like, you're going to get all the fattening stuff on the menu, and then
I'm going to need a Diet Coke, nigga.
Let me get that Diet Coke.
All right, how many sandwiches y'all think it was?
We got up to about 7, so
I'd be like good 25.
I say about 12.
43 different sandwiches.
40? What?
Yeah.
There's not 43 different shits at McDonald's.
Uh-huh, man.
Damn.
Everything.
That's everything. Crazy.
I'm about to show y'all this picture.
That nigga got 3 nuggets too? Nigga, what the hell? Got the McRib out of season?
Out of season. He's not holding them all though, because that don't even look like,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Sandwiches. Here, go right here. On everything. I want everything. They wouldn't even do that for me. They'd be like, stop playing.
Like, yo, where's the McDonald's this nigga at that's so cooperative and shit?
He got the daily double, the double filet of fish, the quarter pounder, the hot and spicy,
the grilled onion cheddar.
What the heck? I ain't even heard of that shit.
McChicken, what the heck is a McBlah?
That nigga got that. He must be at McDonald's in Germany or some shit, man.
The southern style, the grilled. Damn, he got the grill, the southern style. Oh, man, that dude waste some money.
That's that McDoubla. I don't say McDouble.
That McDoubla, B. Let me get that McDoubla.
They got the daily double. Hey, that's Jeopardy.
Yo, you see the sandwiches on the platter?
Yeah.
Get the fuck
good
out.
Good God.
Man, I should. Oh, look at this fool. How are these burgers staying on top of each other? Yo. When this many burgers just stick on top of each other like that, you shouldn't be eating it.
That's bad for your heart.
You ever seen
a burger that's set for 16 years?
No.
It look exactly the same.
McDonald's? Yeah.
Yeah, it look exactly the same as when he bought it.
If you ever clean out your car and had some old fries back there, you know.
Yeah, it just don't change at all. That's a damn shame.
Let's all save a burger for 16 years.
No.
16 of them things. Yo, we better drop into this Mr. Minus. He sent us a track.
Oh, did he? No doubt.
He said, I thought I'd give y'all some extra heat for the show. Big ups to the whole Forget That Yo fam. Keep doing y'all thing, my ninjas.
Well, yo, actually, I tried to fire one, man. I couldn't get it off SoundCloud, though.
But check this out, man. Like, when I first, I was like, uh-oh, he sent the track. And then I played it. I was like, okay, we can roll with this.
This is dope.
Yeah, because y'all know, if it was whack, it wouldn't be playing it.
Yeah. Nah, not at all.
I'm just going to let y'all know right now.
Your whack just gets no love up here, Doc.
But I was feeling it, especially the chorus. So we're going to jump into Mr. Minus, Natural Born Hustler on Forget That Yo Radio. Why?
Real nigga shit.
Stories turn to faded pictures, and I ain't with it. I ain't hip if you ain't heard of.
And we back, we back, we busy. That was Mr. Minus. Natural born hustler.
Goes hard, goes hard.
Goes hard in the paint. Now we're about to get into, guys,
breakdown lyrics of the week.
And here's a small snippet of what you'll be getting.
Yo, you got to put it up to like, go to like a minute into that shit, man. Like a minute 30 into it, because the first part of it is talking and it's stupid.
Bro, it sounded like he had a mouthful of oatmeal.
He has some peanut butter crackers in his
That was Chief Keef, Love No Thotties. Whatever thotties.
Sound like he did the song, like he was just talking, and then they added a beat and was like, we can't get this shit to sync up.
Why is his pants to his knees?
Yo, like that nigga's taking sag into a whole nother level, dog. Like, I really believe that nigga penis is out.
Love no thotties.
Love them. Don't love them. Don't love them.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and say I refuse to read this.
Oh, come on, man.
I ain't going to introduce ratchet shit and then.
Yeah.
Yo, all right, yo. Y'all want the conversation too?
Oh, yes. We got to get that.
Okay. Conversation. First, it starts off with the girl.
Wait, hey, the girl? Hold up. The thottie?
The thotty, yes. And in here it says thot. Thot. The thot. Hang up on me one more time, see what happens. Sosa, I guess that's what they call Chiefus Keefus.
Love Sosa.
I ain't hang up on you. Thot. Where you at though? I'm in Chicago, Chirac. Muffled words. Huh?
He the last person to be saying, huh?
Say what?
He the last person to say, huh?
Yeah, for real, yo. You really need to rethink the shit you say, my nigga. When are you coming out here? When you finna come out here? You know I'm question marks. God. Your ass drunk. What'd you say? Drunk.
Chirac.
Why you act like you know me or something? Because I know you've been drinking. Why you acting like you know me? And then we go into the song. These bitches act local and think global. Never see 100,000. Well, let me show you. What you want to drink, I know you hate being sober. And I know all these niggas hate Chief Sosa. Excuse me. Sosa.
Well, he's right about that. They do be acting global when they really local.
I doubt this nigga got $100,000 to show anybody.
No, I think he does.
He might, because niggas is ignorant these days.
Yeah.
Rack money.
Yeah. All right. I'm cruising in my Rari with my Louis loafers. Now, let me point out in the video, he was in a BMW X6 and a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Never saw the Rari.
Your credit score.
Yeah, you said, and he had on some Uptowns. Excuse me, Air Force Ones for those on the other side of the world. Bitch, I'm a Rastafarian. I'm a Tilly Totin.
I'm a Tilly Totin.
Wish a nigga would try to screw me over. Now I got blood on my Louis loafers. I think he must have got the Mac from T. Roy.
Yep.
T. Roy.
T. Roy gave the Mac.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I wear a Tilly Tote, though. For real, what is Tilly Tote?
Yeah, that's my new word. I'm going to write that down.
Tilly Tote, nigga.
Tilly Tote.
Oh, I don't understand, man. And I still have yet to see the Rari. But anyway, I wear $1,000 belts because I'm a rich nigga. Oh, okay. Man.
I wear $1,000 belts. Hey, man, we need to work on this dude. Hey, Graham. Hey.
Sosa will come after you.
Yeah, for real, man. Sosa and Nate Robinson. Neil.
I ain't worried about Nate. Yeah. But, geez, he got a spell for Walton Beach first.
Chirac. Nina like a bossy bitch the way she hit niggas. Shoes cost a bunch of shit. Look at my kids.
Hold up. Say that one again.
Shoes. Oh, and I'm going to say it like he said in the song, right? Shoes cost a bunch of shit. Look at my kicks, nigga.
Wow.
Could have bought an ass for my bitch, nigga. It gets worse. It gets worse. Yo, I gotta take that one from the top, man. I wear $1,000 belts because I'm rich, nigga. Nina like a bossy bitch the way she hit niggas. Shoes cost a bunch of shit. Look at my kicks, nigga. Could have bought an ass for my bitch, nigga. Oh.
Oh, oh. Man. They paying this man. He got a
beard. Ah, no.
Oh. I'm off these activists? What's that?
Probably some type of Molly.
Okay. Got me leaning over. I pour 4 purple and some peach soda. Your boyfriend, op, I let Nina blow him.
Ooh.
You was on the phone with him sucking my dick, and he ain't even know it.
Wow.
Well, how about that? This, I don't know what to say about that one.
This, he made my head hurt.
For real, man, and the shit is still going. Like, shall I continue?
No. Okay. Let's just hit him with a little more. Four shots screwing over. Now I got blood on my Louis Loafers. Over $1,000
bucks, cause I'm a rich nigga. Hold on, give me that whole one, man. You gotta give me that whole one. Right there. Like a bus of bitch the way she hit, never seen it. Shoes cost a bunch of shit. Look at my kicks, never kicks, never. I could have bought an ass for my bitch, never.
Yo, when he said look at my kicks, he was stomping in mud. Like, yep, I'm gonna throw these away and get some off to the video.
Oh my god, man. Oh, hey, man. Yo, we need to send this to Raw Nog, man. Oh, man. Yo, this shit is so...
Hey, Aaron Steffen 14 minutes ago said, now that was great.
Oh, man. Please tell me that was a sarcastic. That was great.
This dude said, just give me a week to live like Chief Keef.
I don't even want that much.
I hate life.
Yeah, man.
Oh, a thottie is a slang term for a promiscuous female.
Oh, we just learned something.
Pretty much another word for a whore or slut.
A fallacious woman.
Fallacious.
Andre Jeter said, why y'all hating? At the end of the day, he get money.
Yo, I'm tired of niggas saying that, man. For real, I'm tired of niggas saying that shit. Oh, man, at the end of the day, he get money. Nigga, fuck you.
He gonna be broke as DMX in, let's say, 2 years. From a toady, I'm coming through with my homie Bodie. We ain't playing around, we be on the strip. Every time I see them girls, I tell them strip.
Oh, nigga. Bitch, can you hear me? Keep your pussy in my pocket, no 360. That boy say he getting guap. No, he didn't. No, he Almighty didn't. Sosa is complete mission.
Ooh, Mighty Sosa.
Bars, nigga. Bars.
That's bars all day. Man, we never touched on this. Dance studio offers kiddie pole dancing classes.
No, they didn't. Yes, no, they
didn't. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, they didn't.
Well, if you walked in and your daughter was on the pole. Yeah.
Everybody.
And then the lady... And then when you got mad, she said, what? It's pure fitness and strength and fun. I mean, kids love climbing trees. They will climb anything.
Somebody had to climb his ass whooping.
Hey, Daddy, look. Swing. Hit that beat. Hit that beat.
Get the fuck out.
All you hear is, pussy popping on the handstand.
Bow, bow, bow. Nigga shot the whole place up.
Children as young as 5 years old.
Oh, my God.
It's called Twisted Grip Dance and Fitness in British Columbia.
That's ridiculous, man. That is really, really awful.
Her youngest student is 5 and her oldest is 12.
That's like the, remember when they came out with the little kid thong and shit?
No.
Yeah, man, they was, yo, that shit was like back in 04 or some shit, man. They had little kid thongs.
Man. Little kitty thongs.
That's not cool, man. Love no thotties.
We don't love them thotties.
Classic bars, nigga.
So let's get to. First, let's touch on this. No negotiations. The gunmen, police, and standoff in Nairobi shopping mall. Al Qaeda linked militant group claims responsibility. They claim everything.
For real. Yo, that's just throwing a motherfucker off the center who's really doing it, man. Everybody say that shit.
39 dead, dude.
Yo, man, what is going on?
293 injured. Yo, but all this stuff going on in the world, it's still, we live in Disney World compared to the Mongols days and all that.
Yeah, for real.
We have made major advancements. Because back then, there was no police. Whoever had the strongest arm, it was only the strong survive, for real.
Yeah.
They was raping four-year-olds.
Nigga, that's crazy. Yo, that's like the Congo, though, man. Them niggas in the Congo. Nigga, rape is a part of their tactics.
Yep. Y'all ever heard about the Hiccup Girl murderer?
Yeah.
I tried to help this girl. I tried to help a few hiccupers.
Gave him some water, tried to scare the shit out of him.
Yo, on Forget That Yo Radio, I'm about to give y'all probably the best knowledge. Matter of fact, this is probably the greatest knowledge of all time. And you got it here first. You can win money off this. It's 100% guaranteed. Never fails. Here you go. Buckle up. Write it down. Take a picture. Leave it in your head. If you ever get the hiccups, or somebody has the hiccups around you, and you say, I could get rid of that instantly. When everybody starts saying, hey, you drink water, you hold your breath, tell them all to shut up. Just say, shut up. Don't try none of that. Listen to me. All right. You get somebody, you plug their ears, and you tell them to hold their nose. Squeeze their nose together and drink some water. You ain't even got to drink a lot. Just toss the cup up, couple gulps, hiccups instantly gone. 100% proof, works every time. It's really hard to do it to yourself. If you do it by yourself, like I've done a couple times, don't let anybody see you because they're going to think you're crazy. But to do it by yourself, you can either get some headphones, or if you don't have headphones, you'd have to put your arm up and put it against your ear, stand against a wall or something on the other one, plug your nose and get a straw or tip the cup up. It's kind of hard.
I was going to say, why wouldn't you just get a straw and a cup and use both your hands to plug your... you can't put... Yeah, damn, that's still... Damn.
Yeah.
You have to do it by yourself.
Yeah, it's hard. So you
gonna look got cool. It. Got it.
What?
Get a clothespin, plug your nose.
Who has clothespins?
Somebody. 2013? If you're trying to get rid of these hiccups, you will.
That's too much, man. It's too much.
Get a clothespin, plug your nose, put your fingers in your ears, and get a straw for the cup.
I don't know about the fingers in the ear because things can escape, so I just cover my whole ear with both hands.
Okay.
But, yeah, I told this guy on Twitter one time, I was like, man, I can't, hiccups are killing me. I told him. He was like, man, first for 5 minutes, quit playing, man. You're trying to make me look stupid. I'm like, dude, just do it.
Nigga, who's there with you?
You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, you playing a joke on me. I know what y'all do on Twitter. He finally did it. Dude was like, oh, this is amazing. Stole my idea. So the Black Hawk gave it to you first. There you go. And now we're on to NFL. Cue the music.
All right.
What is this, week 3?
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and read these records.
Yeah, do that.
We got KD sitting at 22-10. We got the Black Hawk sitting at 19-13 right now.
Got a little low on that one, didn't
you? You know, got a little low. Stone at 24-8. 25-8. 25-8. Are you sure?
Yeah, Chiefs won.
Okay, hold up. Is this all these adding up to the same number?
22-10. That would make me.
That's 33 games.
That's 30. No, 32. You said 19-13.
That's 32.
So 25-8. Nah, that's 24-8.
Okay. Yeah, Stone. What are you doing?
No, because he got Thursday's game.
Thursday's
that's what
game.
It is. That's what it is. So we should all have.
Then we should all be 32, right?
No, yeah, I should be 22-11. You should be 19.
No, we're not counting Thursday game because this is from last week.
Oh. But that's where he's adding.
We're going week to week.
All right. Got you. So, yeah, 24-8.
I'm still in the lead fucking lead. I don't even see what you're talking about.
You ain't gonna be long, man. It's just like, you know,
that's what you said last week, my nigga.
Man, it's like we in this week. Marathon, right?
Yeah.
And you started off sprinting.
Look here, man. All I know is I'm at the top.
You ain't pacing yourself.
The Chiefs beat your team. Straight up, man. That's all I'm worried about.
You know,
now.
You ain't pacing yourself right now. You up there breathing all hard.
Well, nigga, you not running then.
I know. I'm back there coasting, baby.
No, you still at the finish line. I mean, at the start
line.
Yeah,
I'm about to be at the finish line.
At the start line, B.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just coasting right now. So, we going into week 3.
Hey, speaking of which, man, how'd you doing fantasy football?
Why we got to bring up that?
Yes.
I will take that as not good.
Because the Glaze Hams took it.
Oh, say word.
Man, my team didn't even show up. This is the week they don't want to show up.
No. Because a couple weeks ago, you was talking about you weren't going to come humble in your approach. You was about to murder me. So, and my team was trash.
I mean, but, facts are facts.
apparently not.
When AJ Green doesn't get at least 20 points like he's supposed to. My defense got the 49ers. How do they get destroyed?
What the fuck was that?
Dude, I almost won $1,000. I almost won $1,300. I just need these clowns to show up. I figured last year, you know, they did that to you. This is going to be in y'all's head. Y'all a better team. We're going to come out. We're going to show them what we got. And no, they were scared the whole game. Unbelievable.
I know the Chiefs won, though.
You know what? Y'all gonna get y'all's. Cause I feel it. It's a sice. Okay, going into week 3. This week I'm not playing around. I might lose 4 games.
Nigga, was you playing around last week?
Yeah, you know.
No.
I'm gonna start sprinting right now. Okay.
All right.
Thursday game. Me and KD had the Eagles. And only reason he won because he always picked the Chiefs, you know. But that's gonna bite him.
Hey, that sounds like a good fucking plan. If I won, nigga,
that's gonna bite you. You know, you started off 3-0 with the Chiefs.
Y'all ain't picked the Chiefs yet and lost every time.
And we will never pick the Chiefs.
Okay, I'm gonna keep picking them, and they gonna win.
They gonna turn on you.
And you pick them Cowboys. How they do? Oh yeah, them niggas lost to the fucking Chiefs.
Yeah, y'all had a couple questionable calls too.
Oh, man, I fucking hate niggas like you.
No, I'm just, hey, man, I speak the facts. That was not pass interference, man. That was not pass interference.
It was a W, though. That's all that fucking matters.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. That was the Thursday game. Chiefs won 26-16. Michael Vick and that offense, y'all gonna have to twist that up, homie.
Yeah, that shit is getting to be terrible.
Y'all too old. This ain't college. Michael Vick, he just throws it anywhere. What are you, Brett Favre?
Yeah, that shit, yo, that game was kind of trash, though.
Yeah. We got 1 o'clock games. Texans at the Ravens.
But the Chiefs won.
They've been both looking like hot garbage out the gate. I may have to go with them Texans, though.
All right, Texans.
Give me them Ravens, man.
Ravens at home. I got to go with the Texans, too, because I still don't see anybody on the Ravens side.
They struggled against the Browns last week, and I was like, for real?
Lions at the Redskins?
Lions.
Yo, RG3, have a seat, sir.
Yeah, man. They need to...
Please have a seat.
Put that nigga out of his misery, dog.
I got to go with the Redskins because I want them to lose, and it'll be a win-win for me.
I'm going to take them Lions, man.
All right. Then we got Chargers at the Titans. my roll with the
Chargers.
The
fucking Chargers surprised the shit out of me, man.
Yeah, they should be undefeated.
Hell yeah. That's my fucking division, though. I don't like that shit.
Who you got, B?
Hold on, nigga. I'm flipping this coin. Hold on. Let me get them Chargers, man.
Then we got Cardinals at the Saints. Mm. I got to go with the Saints.
Yeah. Yep.
And next, the Bucks at the Patriots. Yo, last week, man, I told you. How you let this fool go down with like 20 seconds left to score?
For real, man.
That's twice they done pulled that shit.
Twice.
Back. So I'm going to go with them Patois as the terrible ones is.
The Patois. Yeah,
them Patriots looks, ooh.
They look suspect too, but you can't lose. The Bucks can't lose two games like that, and nah. So.
Should I take these Bucks? I'm going to go to the Patriots one more time, man. Brady needs some help.
Them receivers last week, they
yo, that nigga shit. His receiving core is trash, my nigga. God damn.
Then they tried to say he was wrong for being mad at that shit. I'm like, these motherfuckers get paid to do this, and they can't catch.
Suck, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Packers at the Bengals.
Let me get those Packers.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go with that pack.
I'm going to go with the pack because I got A-Rod. Get it? A-Rod, A-Rod.
Nah, I got you.
Okay. Rams at the Cowboys.
Oof.
Maybe if I pick the Rams, the Cowboys win. God damn. I'm going to Rams.
Got the Rams, nigga?
Yeah. Sick of Romo.
Can Romo pull one out, man?
Sick of Romo.
Y'all should have been sick of Romo ass.
I'll go with them boys.
You taking the Cowboy. I'm gonna go with the Rams, B. They better fucking Bradford. If you fuck this up for me,
Browns at the Vikings.
Oof. Oh, Vikings, nigga. They got rid of the only thing that was working for them.
Yo, how? That's weird.
They traded the second round pick too, like the last year's first round pick. I'm like, for real? What did they get in return?
A pick.
A pick.
That's trash. Like, what was the point of even picking him then?
For real, stupid. Yo.
Pretty stupid. Falcons at the Dolphins. Ooh-wee.
Everybody got the Vikings on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Miami been sparking niggas, man.
Yeah, they ain't playing no games.
And then the Falcons, yo. They should
have
won.
They played week one. They played the... Who was it week one?
Saints.
Miami played the Saints week one?
Oh, no. Miami played, we all forgot. Yep. I got the Dolphins. Browns.
That's who it was.
I'm rolling with them Dolphins.
Yeah. Fans. Let me get the MIAO.
I'm going to go with them Falcons.
Oh, I wonder if they stayed out here. I just went down to Miami. They're going to be hungover. Yep, they're losing. Bills at the Jets.
Bills.
I'm gonna go ahead and play the Jets. Jets. Colts at the 49ers.
49ers.
All day.
Maybe they'll have some motivation today.
Yeah, sorry, they can't do shit in Seattle.
I'm tired of people being scared. I'm tired of the excuse these fans.
Ain't that much noise in the world to distract you. They just look like straight trash.
Y'all play there. Y'all, this is not your first time playing.
Yeah.
Y'all know what to expect. And these dudes is not on the field. They just some people in the stands screaming. And y'all scared?
Come on, B.
I don't get it, man. They got no heart. Jaguars at the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Diggy, did you see the Seahawk?
Yeah, I want to see that.
That nigga look like an angry midget, my nigga.
You stupid. Yo, did you know if you put $100 on the Jaguars and the Raiders to win a two-team parlay, you win $33,000?
Damn. What?
Yeah, I'm making that bet just in case.
Hell yeah.
$33,000, bro.
And all you lose is $100?
Can you imagine?
Damn. Boy,
I would be on Facebook butt naked.
Don't win, please.
Hey, man.
Never mind.
Do it a dance.
Who the Raiders playing?
The Broncos.
Yeah, cancel that shit.
Hey, you never know, bro.
Come on, B.
It happened last year. It happened last year.
They going against Big Head?
It happened last year, bro.
Big Head just coming off of beating his brother?
The Big Head Bowl?
Yo, man, that New York paper was, that shit was disrespectful.
That was disrespectful. Manningface.com. Check it out.
Hey, little bro weep.
We got the Sunday night game, the Bears at the depleted, worthless, pointless Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
The Bears.
I got to go with the Bears because the Steelers, they don't know where the end zone is at. Jesus.
They look like hot trash.
Oh, my goodness. Polamalu about to cut his hair off. It's all bad. Man.
Damn chubby Omar Epps, nigga, don't know what to do.
Monday night game is Raiders at the Broncos.
The Bronx.
I'm
going
to go ahead and go with the Raiders. Cycle net. And that is week 3 of the NFL where I bounce back.
25-8.
We hope so, because them skinny jeans happen's going to be real.
Yo, I should have picked everything Anthony picked just to stay ahead of that nigga.
Oh, man. No, because I would have had the reverse pick. I would send it to you right the night, like a 3 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah, I'm changing it. 34 seconds before kickoff. Hey, look here.
Then we got a game I want to play. This is a new game, Sweeping the Nation.
Can I touch on something real quick?
Man, why you always ruin the vibe, man?
Nah, man. I mean, this shit, it got me feeling a certain kind of way, man. You know the Emmys is coming up, right?
Nobody watches that.
Some people do. And they're doing like a memorial, if you will, of the people that we lost this year. And it's some kind of award for your body of work, you know what I'm saying? And the dude Corey Moncrief, whatever, the dude from Glee, that died from the overdose.
Yeah.
He's in there. Now he hasn't really been, like, the only thing people are really knowing for is Glee. But what I'm tripping on is ain't nobody say shit about Lee Thompson Young, man.
How you doing? They ain't say nothing yet.
The famous Jet Jackson.
They both took themselves out from drugs.
Nah.
One was drugs and one was suicide.
Yeah, but like the Corey Moncrief, do they still talking about him? You don't see none about Lee Thompson Young, man.
It's because he's black.
I'm saying, but why is it like that, though?
Wait a minute. How do you know they didn't say nothing? We ain't seen the montage.
Because I've been watching these the E! News and all that shit. I've been watching all that shit. And, like, this dude been getting a lot of pub, but, you know what I'm saying, the Lee Thompson Young, he ain't been getting none, man. Like, even when he died, they ain't even do a long story like they did on this other kid.
I was like, oh, he's black and he was depressed. Let's move on.
Yo, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it is.
And it ain't supposed to be like that, man. And he died later than the dude did. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dude died in July and he died in August. Like, yo, this the one y'all supposed to be talking about.
But, how it bees.
I'm saying, but all right, yo, let's get to the game, son. Say goodbye
to what we had. Oh, we ready for the game?
Something is really, really wrong with you.
That was my memorial.
Come on, kid.
All right, here's my the game that's Sweeping the Nation. Game show called What would they say? Today's contestants, we got Katie and Stone. To play this game, all you had to do was pick A, B, C, or D, and you both can also pick the same letter. All right, we're going to start this off with, what would they say if you pistol whooped a white boy? A, bro. B, way out of line, dude. C, why, bro? Or D, stupid nigger. Please make your selections. A, D. B, C, or D.
D.
Stone with D. KD?
D.
The answer, D. Dang, I ain't got no game show, what you call it, ding?
Yeah.
Ding.
You know what? Screw that. Okay. Moving on to question number two. If you turn on a black girl's favorite song, A, ooh, that's my jam. B, girl, turn that up, turn up. C, what? Or D, starts twerking.
Oh, D. Man.
D.
D.
D is the correct answer. They're both 2-for-2. It's heating up. Yeah, there we go. Next question. What a black guy says when you touch his radio. I didn't pick an answer. Hold on.
Oops.
All right. A, never touch a black man radio. B, you serious, B? Or C, oh, my mama put that back.
I'm going to go with B.
Stone goes with B.
I'm going to have to go with D again.
He didn't give you a D.
Oh. C.
C? The answer is C. Oh, my mama, put that back. Katie wins the game. Luckily, because I had no more questions, and if they tied again, I didn't know what to do. And that has been... What would they say? Thank you. Thank you. Bah, bah. All right, I need to work on some songs for that, but yeah. new hit games, you know, Smash of the Nation.
This nigga say, what would they say? Oh, my mama put that. Oh, man. Something wrong with you, nigga.
And that is, he's going to say, episode 50 of Forget That Your Radio. Nigel, we got the stickers being processed right now. The t-shirt is also almost complete. You will be getting that within the next week and a half. Well, it would be sent out. I don't know how long it takes to get there. A lot of things going on around that area.
Yeah, mail might not be running.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's on. Any last words, guys?
It's been an entertaining episode 50, as always.
Yeah. Shout out to Z. Hashtag Adobo. Sats on so free throw. And shout out to Mr. Minus, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And next week, y'all tune in. Straight out of Low Cash, his very own, Daryl, will be in the building.
Yo, and check out his blog, man, from ashytheclassy.net. That shit is dope, man.
Heck yeah. A lot of nice, entertaining things and informative information. And, you know what I'm saying, the Black Hawk, hit me up on Twitter, at Emerge City. Ask some questions. Thanks for the love from, check out Chris Crespo also on, let me see how to spell this. It's Crespo Diso. Cinema Crespo Diso. Let me get this right, man. But he does movie reviews. He hitting up the movies all the time. And he always showing us love. He listens to the show. He's retweeting everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Go check him out. If you want to go see a movie, you don't know if you want to check it out, check out his review, and you might get that info you need. Here we go. It's ChrisCrespo.com. ChrisCrespo.com. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Two watches at a time. I keep it on my mind so I know what time it is. You know what time it is. We grind. Forget that, your radio. I got a few tracks coming out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to drop them on this episode. But KD got something for y'all that's about to jump off right now at the end of the show.
It's a banger. It's a banger.
Another banger. And this is the Fudinati. And
yeah, uppercut. Call it the bust. How to pick you up, man.
The Ad-Lib King. We out.
Peace, 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 peace.
I don't know what it is that you've done to this meat, but it's made me relax in such a lazy way. Whatever it is that you do when you use your seasoning, it's a flavor I want to stay. See, my heart starts beating triple time when you start smothering chops of swine. I can't figure out just what to do, 'cause a single bite won't do. I had mushrooms with that beef, and to my disbelief, I craved some hot wings. And over that ice cream with peach glaze, it is so amazing. It's not a phase. I rub blue craft with the way hardcore rhymes, and I pull the thigh meat off of them wings. It quickly gets stuck in my teeth. Can't explain when I eat why I can breathe. I try hard to diet that one pie, I'll devour it. This tea's so sweet, mama made it for me. I had mushrooms with that beef, and to my disbelief, I crave hot wings. Over that ice cream, it is so amazing. It's not a phase. I rub a breath with obey hot pork rinds, and I pull the thigh meat off of the wings. It quickly gets stuck in my teeth. Oh, I can't explain when I eat why I can breathe. I had mushrooms, pour that gravy on some things. I had mushrooms, boil that broccoli and bake a cake. I had mushrooms, something in that gumbo too, the way it's brewed, wooed, it quickly gets stuck in my teeth. Can't explain when I eat.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Good God Almighty, like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course. You know, compliments of the company. And we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you. Because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Dollar bill, y'all, everything around me, free, get, Soto Soto, just talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
I had Benzes, fuck you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. The inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International ho, that's my handle. My Saint Chong gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, niggas, plenty of us.
Cash through everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Dame made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cash. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Between psychotic and iconic. Somewhere between I want it and I got it. Somewhere between I'm sober and I'm lifted. Somewhere between a mistress and commitment. But I stay down, girl, I always stay down. Get down, never lay down. Promise to break everybody off before I break down. Everyone just wait now, so much on my plate now. People I believed in, they don't even show their face now. What they got to say now, nothing they can say now. Nothing really changed, but still they look at me away now. What more can I say now, what more can I say now? You might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. And I hate that you don't think I belong to you. Just too busy running shit to run home to you. You know that paper, my passion. Bittersweet celebrations. I know I can't change what happened. I can't help it, I can't help it. I was young and I was selfish. I made every woman feel like she was mine and no one else's. Now you hate me, stop pretending, stop that frontin'. I can't take it, girl, don't treat me like a stranger. Girl, you know I seen you naked. Girl, you know that I remember. Don't be a pretender. Getting high at the condo, that's when it all comes together. You know
know I stay reminiscing and make up sex is tradition. But you been missing, girl, and you might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know.
Smoking, fucking, plotting, scheming, getting money, drinking, fucking, smoking, plotting, scheming, getting money.
This the life for me. My mama told me this was right for me. Got them worried, like, make sure you save a slice for me. I should have spoon serve you up with a fork and knife for me. Your actions make us doubt you. Your lack of effort got me rapping different. This the shit I wanna go out to. Play this shit at my funeral if they catch me slipping. Naked women swimming, that's just how I'm living. Donate a million and some children, that's just how I'm feeling. A nigga filling up arenas, who the fuck can see us? I had to Derrick Rose the knee up before I got the re-up. Yours truly the boy. I just build and build more, y'all niggas build and destroy. Y'all niggas party too much, man, I just chill and record. No feeling, you feel it now if you ain't feel it before. Yes, Lord, this the shit I wanna go out to. Yeah, yeah, this the shit I wanna go out to.